You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
This is a Fox News alert. The Democratic presidential ticket is set. I'm Dave Anthony. The AP reports Vice President Harris has picked Tim Walz as her running mate. He's the governor of Minnesota, who edged out the other finalists being considered, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Fox's Brian Yenis reports from Philadelphia, where the governor will be at Vice President Harris's side at a rally tonight.
He's a former high school teacher. He was in the National Guard. He is somebody who is known for being plain spoken. He has experience in Congress, serving as six terms in the House of Representatives. And this was a pick that was being pushed by progressives, including Senator Bernie Sanders, as well as the United Auto Workers Union.
The Republican reaction has been quick. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis calls this the most left-wing ticket in history. Senator Tom Cotton has told Fox by not picking Shapiro and choosing Walz instead.
Kamala Harris is simply catering here to her far-left pro-Hamas element in the Democratic Party.
And in a few hours, Trump running mate J.D. Vance will campaign in Philadelphia ahead of tonight's Harris-Walz rally. The Republican vice presidential nominee will shadow his rivals the next 2 days, going to the same places that they go. As Iran vows to attack Israel, avenging the bombing in Iran last week that killed Hamas's political leader. A rocket and drone attack today inside Israel critically injured two people the day after.
An Iran-backed militia targeted a base housing American forces in Iraq. Several U.S. troops were injured, and we are awaiting an update on their condition. The attack marked the 219th time that American forces have come under attack in the Middle East since early October.
That's Fox's Trey Yingst in Haifa, Israel. On Wall Street, there is a rebound from yesterday's global stock market sell-off that dragged the Dow down over 1,000 points. Right now, the Dow is on the rise, up 315. The NASDAQ is gaining 84 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey guys, Donald Trump Jr. here with urgent news. The world's central banks are making unprecedented moves, and it's time to pay attention. In 2022 and 2023, they bought more gold than ever before. And now in 2024, the trend is accelerating. Why? Because central banks have lost faith in the dollar. And in these uncertain times, gold is the ultimate safe haven. If you too are worried about the dollar, I urge you to take similar action by diversifying your IRA or 401k into gold with my trusted friends at Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with the Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5, KPEL.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
over. Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hey, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon. I'm already back. Golly, I had a few days off with my lovely bride. We had a lot of fun. It's good to be back. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. This is the Moon Griffon Show. Great to be back as we rock and roll. I'm here in Baton Rouge at the, I think it's Hilton. I think it's the Hilton. I come back from vacation, I shout over here. We're at the Hilton, Louisiana Division of Insurance Annual Conference. They talk about insurance, how to fix it, how to do things like that. They got a lot of people from the insurance industry that's here. The governor's going to speak. We're supposed to have him on. Tim Temple will come, insurance commissioner, toward the end of the program. We'll have him on as well. So that's what we're talking about today for the next 2 hours. It's going to be insurance. I got a guy that's been no stranger to our program. He's been a friend to the program, and I appreciate him coming on when he can. His name is Senator Kirk Talbot. Senator Talbot, how you doing, brother?
Good morning, Moon. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again.
Well, no, it's good to have you. I'm trying to make sure we can hear each other pretty good. Anyway, great to see you. All right, so you here. What you hoping to get out of this today? I don't know if you're one of the speakers or not, but what are you hoping to get out of this today?
Well, I mean, you know, we don't have to make the public aware of the problems we're having with insurance. I mean, obviously, the property insurance rates, auto insurance rates are sky high and getting to the point where we're hitting critical mass. Over the session, you know, the session that ended in June, we had a very successful session as far as property insurance goes. We pretty much rewrote the claims process. We rewrote the appraisal process. We've done things to help consumers navigate when they have a claim. We've helped the environment to where insurance companies are going to want to start writing here again. The commissioner and I and Chairman Gabe Furman on the House side from Leesville, you know, we just got back from London a couple of weeks ago where we met with Lloyd's of London, syndicates, all the reinsurers to tell them, you know, these are the things, the reforms that we passed.
Oh, hold up, Bill. That was one thing. He didn't bring back any information to share with y'all.
I was not in that meeting, but Tim Temple was, so you can ask him.
I will ask him because I always said when we go, what do we bring back? So what do you feel like you bring back that you're going to be able to talk to your friends?
And we went in November, you know, last November as well, and we kind of on a listening tour, like, tell us what you think is wrong with our state in with the insurance climate. How can we get you to write again? And the things that we heard were really shocking on how much they knew about what was going on in Louisiana. They knew about the MMA staging accidents in New Orleans East. They knew about the lawsuits and the fraud in Lake Charles. So they said, look, you know, we write in dangerous places. We write in the Caribbean. We write in the Gulf of Mexico. We're never going to leave there. But there's things that y'all do that no one else does where we can't manage risk. And frankly, they can put their capital somewhere else, Moon. And that is a scary thing for us because right now we don't have a lot of availability. And that has caused our affordability to go out the window. So we listened to them. We responded. Tim Temple has been leading this charge. He's been fantastic. And we had, like I said, with property-wise, we had a very successful session. We went back to them a couple of weeks ago, and their response has been very positive. And I know when the commissioner comes on later, he's going to tell you that there's already some companies that have expressed interest.
I met one today.
Good.
Working for a rider company.
Good.
And they filled out everything they needed to fill out, and they're just waiting for the process to finish. Which it was a guy that lived in Baton Rouge, but a company that's not –
right.
That's not right now.
Right. And you know, we told them things like we have strengthened our building codes. We lifted the sunset on the fortified roof program. We put another $20 million into the fortified roof program. So, you know, things like that, we're showing them, look, we know we live in a dangerous area. We know we live in a state that's on the Gulf that seems to be always the target of named storms where they hit landfall. And we're doing something about it. We're not just sitting on our hands, you know, hoping that they're going to write here. So, you know, rewriting the claims process, the appraisal process, getting rid of those some of the laws that have just kept insurance companies from wanting to come and write here. And you know, the only way we're going to get rates down, we need options and we need competition. And right now we just don't have that. But yeah, I think
that was my next question, the
path for that.
Senator Talbot, Kirk Talbot, my special guest. Senator Talbot, when you say we made a lot of progress, that progress has eventually got to get down in the pocketbooks of the citizens. So you just probably answered the question right before I asked it because you said competition, more companies coming. Will that pretty much, if you can add a bunch more competition, will we start to get a break there? I don't think we're going to see it go skyrocketing up and all of a sudden going the other way. But I do think the growth can slow down tremendously.
It can. And look, you know, thanks to the Biden-Harris administration, I don't think prices on anything are going to come down. And that includes, you know, sheetrock, wood stud, you know, anything you could do to build a home. But, you know, if a new company comes to Louisiana and they want to write one policy, they're going to have to pull somebody off a policy they have now, like you and I. And to do that, they're going to have to offer a better rate and a competing rate. And, you know, that's what we need. We need companies coming here, cherry picking, trying to lure people like you and I and our friends off of the insurance companies we have now to save money with the same comparable policy that they're offering. So, you know, that's just simple economics and simple competition.
Yeah, I'm intrigued about it because I want something to happen drastically. People get mad over Dixon. McMakin's supposed to be on. He says, stop calling you, step in the right direction, because he knows I hate that.
I know you do.
But the reason I hate, there's a reason for it. Kirk, and I'm a little older than you, not maybe by much, but pretty good little bit. And I've been watching things never change. And so you don't change anything, you can't change anything. Well, can't expect anything. So I always like to know what's the end result of what y'all did now in this past session that you feel was really good. I'm taking your word for it, because I just want to see people not leave the state. And I think the other thing I want to explain is, you mentioned Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, but the fact of the matter is, if inflation continues to skyrocket, insurance is going up because it's trying to keep up with taking care of your property.
Right.
People got to understand it kind of goes hand in hand. You can't just blame the insurance company. And then there's also the lawsuit side, the attorney side. Every time I watch a commercial, all I see is attorneys bashing insurance companies.
Well, I can tell you, we did a lot more than taking a step in the right direction on the property side. I mean, we did, a lot of bills, and we rewrote that whole process. So, you know, on the auto side, not so much. But on the property side, you know, we really had a renaissance in the way insurance is done here in Louisiana.
I think it's going to take that. How do you solve the other side of the equation? Because, I mean, and let's be blunt, the biggest problem you got on that side is going to be the trial lawyers. I mean, I don't care if you like. I know them. I'm friends with a lot of them. I'm just saying, they got to be willing to give. But every commercial is smashing insurance companies. Well, I ain't saying nobody's smashing trial lawyers.
Look,
except me.
Right. Well, look, on the auto side, our system is broken. You know, this system is, you know, we hear these horror stories every day. Right now, tomorrow, we have four committees meeting at the same time in the House of Representatives on the committee level to address tort reform. We had a meeting 3 weeks ago for 9 hours. We had four committees meet at the same time: House Insurance, Senate Insurance, Judiciary, and House Civil Law, which is something that I've never seen in 17 years. And you know, the Speaker and the President said, look, frankly, after that the governor vetoed House Bill 423, the Speaker said, look, you know, we got to go back to the drawing board. We need to take a holistic look at a 30,000-foot view of this. We had four committees meet together for 9 hours. Now we have split that up into four separate meetings tomorrow. We're going to meet every month between now and session. We're looking at everything from road conditions, billing, the whole court process, everything. And, you know, right now our system just doesn't work for the average person, or, you know, for anybody who has to insure a vehicle.
I make a statement you might not agree with, and that's fine. Governor Landry got upset when he vetoed, what was the bill number?
I think it's 423.
Okay,
Michael Mullerin's bill from Shreveport.
Could him vetoing that bill have helped everybody go, we have no choice now. We better start. And I'm not giving – Jeff may want to take credit for that. That's not – I'm not giving him credit. I'm saying, could it be the fact that didn't happen? They said, well, hell, we've done nothing on that side then. So now we're getting together to do something. Could I take it that way?
You can definitely take it that way.
Kind of a pickup?
You know, that bill being vetoed kind of breathed life back into this movement. That bill was, as you hate to say, a step in the right direction. It wasn't a silver bullet, and there may not be one bill that can be a silver bullet. But, you know, we keep hearing these stories, you know, about, you know, the guy you had on your show, he rubbed rearview mirrors with a guy, and the guy got $100,000. Those are real. Those are real stories from real people who are paying premiums that are putting them out of business. And, you know, we're the number one highest auto insurance rates in the country, and nowhere in the South is in the top 10. There's no reason for it, Moon. One thing that we really took out of the first meeting that went for 9.5 hours was, and I kind of did this research myself, it's not our roads, it's not uninsured motorists, it's not the fact that insurance companies use credit score, it's not all these different things, you know, there's nothing that makes Louisiana any different, why we should have higher rates than anybody else.
That's the bottom line.
And that's the bottom line. And look, I've
okay,
been here.
Okay, do you feel next session coming up, more of a money session, does insurance get swept aside?
I don't see how it could be swept aside. I mean, it's just too, you know, it's affecting too many people, you know, on the commercial level, on the private level. And look, I've been here 17 years. This is the third governor I've worked with. And every governor that comes in wants to create jobs, wants to grow our economy. You can't do that if you don't have affordable insurance, auto insurance in this state. You just cannot do it. And it's holding us back, and it's never going to it's going to keep us from moving forward unless we can solve this.
It's so sad to see so many people leaving for different reasons. All right, I'm going to let you go. Senator Kirk Talbot, okay. Always a pleasure to see
anytime,
you again soon. And if we get some more things happening, please let us know, because we want to inform people as much as we can. So you guys got to keep coming back to inform them.
Please call your legislators and tell them your stories and tell them we got to fix this problem.
Senator Kirk Talbot, always a pleasure. All right, we got to take a break. Come back. Moongraphone Show right after this. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajuns' delicious line of seasoning, rubs, root, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it, we do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Everywhere you...
Hi.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in conjunction with our good friends at Guarantee Broadcasting. Very humbled to be on the station here. Very thankful. We're here at the Louisiana Division of Insurance annual conference. My friend and Mr. Gabe Furman, who's Representative Gabe Furman, he is the committee chair for insurance. Am I correct by saying that?
Yep, House Insurance.
Okay, House Insurance. All right, you come to something like this. I'm sure you came before because it's every year. What you hoping to get out of this today? Are you hoping to hear something maybe you don't already know? Because you're having to work this. You've been working this since you before you were the chairman. Now you're the chairman.
Right. This is actually the first LDI conference I've attended as a legislator, but I'm very impressed by the number of legislators here. There's a lot of legislators here, a lot of energy and enthusiasm, and I think it's because this is what we're hearing about back home. I mean, this is what the people in our districts care about, by far the number one issue, and people are, you know, they want to know, why can I drive over to Texas or Mississippi and cut my auto insurance in half? It doesn't make sense, and that's something we've got to get to the bottom of, and we've got to stop this out-migration of citizens from Louisiana. And look, if insurance is unavailable and unaffordable, that's a factor
driving people out of the state. That adds to everything else.
It does.
You got some committee meetings coming up, though? I know y'all been working on this, and I've been in touch with you and Senator Talbot. Y'all been telling me about meetings and meetings and meetings. So what do you have coming up this week?
Yeah, and look, let me give credit to Speaker DeVille and President Henry. They have been largely responsible for putting these meetings together and, you know, recognizing what an important issue this is. So July 11th, we had a 10-hour committee meeting that involved all four of the legislative committees that touch insurance. And I think what we got from that meeting is we've got to find solutions. And if you're a stakeholder, if you're interested in this, you better come to the table and be part of that solution, or you're going to get left behind. So the strategy going forward is those four committees, House Insurance, Senate Insurance, Civil Law, and Jude A, have been tasked with a specific assignment related to the cost of automobile insurance. So, you know, my committee is looking at the underlying cost drivers. You know, and so in the meeting tomorrow, it's going to be very data-driven, very analytical. What I've told the committee members is, hey, we're starting with a clean slate, no preconceived notions. Let's get to the bottom of this, and then moving forward, let's find solutions.
Are you bringing, because I'm curious, the insurance companies and the trial lawyers? Is there any way to bring them together and say, hey, guys, if we don't figure this out, you're not going to have any more customers.
They're better
people
be.
Believe it.
They better be willing to come together. And look, process matters. And so I think one of the reasons we were so successful on the property side is everyone did work together over a period of several months, and we essentially passed every piece of legislation we wanted to. We've got to have that play out on the auto side, which you know that's a bigger lift. It's really a monumental task. But from my perspective, it's not about the trial lawyers, the insurance companies.
Well, I didn't make it. I said they got to come to the table.
They better come to the table. And let me tell you why. Because who I care about is the loggers, the truckers, the middle class families, and we've got to make it about them. And so everybody's got to come to the table and keep an open mind and be willing to work together for the good of the state and the good of the people. So I'm optimistic that we're going to get that accomplished starting tomorrow.
Okay, so how does this all relate into something being done next year when y'all start session back up? Because I know it's a fiscal session, so you're going to deal with something else that's really has to work out that way, or we're not going to bring businesses and people. I went to Dallas this weekend, and I ran into a bunch of people in Dallas and Shreveport area, and I'm so sick of hearing these people talk about their kids living in another state. And I'm telling you, almost every one of them had all their kids out of state. And I had one in Dallas that moved out of state. They live in Dallas now. So that all plays into this. The money side of it, the fiscal side of it, and the insurance side.
Yes.
All that's hurt.
Well, we are the most unaffordable state in the nation for insurance. And I mean, that is beyond dispute. We know that for a fact. And
nobody wants to. You ever notice, Gabe, everybody talks about changing, but nobody wants to change it.
Right.
And when I say nobody, that's not quite true. But most people don't want to change what they got. We got a lot of poor people. They get a lot of benefits from the government. They don't understand change. You got a lot of older people here. They don't want anything to change because they're set. The pie in the middle is the one getting smaller because they're the ones leaving. So you don't have enough people that want to make the change. And so you guys get beat up for wanting to do something good.
That's right. Look, if we have to step on a few toes to get this accomplished,
mine to death.
we're going to do it. Like, failure is not an option. Steps in the right direction is not an option. You know, we've got to get serious about this before it's too late. Probably the most compelling testimony I heard at the meeting back on July 11th was from a logging contractor from Gina in LaSalle Parish, one of my constituents, and I didn't even know they were going to be there. They just took it upon themselves to come down and testify. They've got 36 employees. They just laid 6 employees off due to the cost of insurance, and they are having serious conversations about shutting down the company solely because insurance is unaffordable.
They're shutting down or moving it.
Yeah, and look, it may be 6 jobs or 36 jobs in the lot in Baton Rouge or New Orleans. But I can tell you, in Gina, Louisiana,
that's big.
That's huge.
But it's big for the company, too.
And we're talking about families. Yeah. 36 families, a generation of loggers that has contributed to the community.
Well, I'm just going to say because I got to go. That's six there, but in Baton Rouge, it'd be a bigger number. It's the same thing. They need help as well. Let me let you go.
Okay. Thank you,
Representative Moon. Gabe Furman, thank you so much. We'll take a break. We'll be back. More to come. Moon Griffon Show here at the Insurance Conference. Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured four beds and two-and-a-half baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can deal your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing, up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Support local.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, hello. Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Man, look at that dude drinking out the conservative water thing, but we don't want to mention his name on the air. He. I told him that was conservative water. He still took it, so I'm taking it. He's either there or he's easing that way.
Maybe we'll convert him.
We're not even going to say who it is. By the way, welcome back, Louisiana Division of Insurance Annual Conference. We're broadcasting today at the Hilton, and we got a lot of guests just lined up to talk about some of the stuff. They're going to be talking about how to fix the insurance problem, and it's become a crisis in a great state of Louisiana. Representative Dixon McMakin, I got that right?
Yeah, cuz.
I got the name right, cuz. How you like? You're doing pretty good.
Rhymes with bacon, baby. It's easy.
Well, your mama called me last night, helped me practice.
There you go. Tonight. Good,
so
good.
Your mom really took care of me. You come at it from a unique standpoint. I think when I say this, not only are you representative, and in all fairness, you're a freshman representative. You still considered a freshman, even though you had 19 sessions already. But you're also in the insurance business, correct?
Yeah, financial advisor, have my insurance license as well. So very unique perspective for me to know kind of a little bit about the industry. I'm just a producer, so I'm not on the backside of it. But, yeah, I'm out there selling products and trying to get people insured as well.
But I got to believe you being a representative, and that's what you do for a living, you probably hear it from everybody because everybody is, look, we get concerned about the economy, we get concerned about a lot of things, but insurance rates have not just gone up 2 and 3% a year. They jump it up 17 and 24. And I think a lot of it has to do because we hadn't fixed anything here yet. But number two, people don't understand the effects of inflation. So when I want to fuss at you about my hand, well, it's 24%. But I don't realize that inflation has skyrocketed over 20-some percent in the last few years. So somebody's going to fix a car. They're going to get more on the insurance to make sure they can fix the car. Part of that is inflation, but that's not the reason we're the highest in the country.
No, I think the reason is for so long we haven't done jack shit.
You're right.
Can I say that? I think I can.
Did.
Yeah. Why not? So, you know, every year Louisiana is just trying to be maintaining. These other states, they're being progressive, getting out there, changing their regulatory environment, changing their legal environment as well, which plays a huge factor in all of this as well. So Louisiana has just been kind of sitting there on the sidelines thinking, oh, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. And now we've realized, no, it's not. I was at the Fish and Rodeo this weekend. Gentleman I was with, his car insurance went from $3,900 to $7,200. So you hear it every single day when you talk to your constituents like I do in Baton Rouge and around Louisiana. It's affecting them practically. And that's something that they're not going to go out and spend in the economy. They're not going to go out there and do anything.
Well, you know what? I got my vehicle's 5 or 6 years old. I'll bet if I went buy a new one today, I'm going to get shell-shocked and insurance because I'm going to be buying insurance on a vehicle that's going to be now 50 or 60 or higher versus what I owe now. Am I correct?
Yes.
So when all of a sudden you look up and you get this thing in the mail, you go, well, I didn't have a wreck last year. You bought a new vehicle.
And you know, uninsured motorists is a big deal in Louisiana. We have more wrecks than anybody. An interesting stat that, you know, we're kind of been looking at, I don't know if your other listeners said this or callers, you know, we have more population that lives in the urban area in Louisiana. We're one of the four top states. Think about that more people live in our urban environments than anywhere else. So, of course, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Shreveport, Lafayette, we're going to have more car accidents there as well. And so when you have the judicial and the legal environment that we have that goes along with majority of car wrecks being in the urban environment is something we are starting to look at and trying to address.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. I'm not going to get you to be on trial lawyers. I get accused of it all the time. They have to come to the table and be willing to say, you know what, we're going to have to give a little bit. If they don't, you're not going to fix it. Because every time, and I watch legislation, you notice too, you guys in the House this year, and I think Philip DeVille did an outstanding job, but you guys passed a lot of stuff. You put your fannies on the line for a lot of stuff, only for it to go to the Senate, not to be heard, not to even be brought up in the committee a lot, or killed in the committee. What does that, how does that make y'all feel for us going, we busting our butts and y'all over there not fixing? I'm not telling you to blame the Senate. I'm just saying there was a lot of certain committees that just wouldn't hear stuff.
Yeah, look, I'm part of the Republican rookie class, 28 of us. We came to work.
Y'all been solid.
We came
y'all
to work.
Y'all been solid.
Bold, positive change. We don't know if it's going to be positive, but we're going to check the stats. But it's bold and it's change, and we're going to keep voting for that. So we're going to keep putting the work in. You know, you can only control what you can control. We can't control the Senate. We can't control what they do. We think, hopefully, if they see enough support from us, that's going to be represent the majority of the people of Louisiana.
Dixon, y'all did a good job of having that type of support, only for the Senate to look the other way. Something has to give on that side, but don't feel bad about talking about it because I've been watching the Senate do this for 30 years and 20 years. They always are the ones that seem to kill good legislation. We got either a Senate president who doesn't move something or we got a committee chair that doesn't move something. Either way, it doesn't matter. A lot of blame to go around, but I'm going to go back to something you said, trying to make change and bold progress to catch up. You know, you joke with me about a step in the right direction. You should. I have fun with that now. But step in the right direction is over. If we do that, then we're not changing anything.
Yeah, I mean, I love when you're always, step in the right direction. This is unbelievable. I mean, blah, 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 blah. Boomer Fawn, step in the right direction. But, you know, I was talking to Brian Haldane earlier. You know, when I order a big ribeye steak, whatever I do, it's still one bite at a time. Whatever analogy you want to say, but doesn't mean you can't take a step and take several of them. You don't just have to take
stop
one.
Stop right there. We don't do that. We take a step and say, well, we check on again in 4 years.
Right.
That ain't the way to move. Even the stuff y'all made progress on the property side of insurance probably needs to be tweaked again next year and the year after. Because I had a gentleman on from North Carolina. I think you called and got that.
Yep.
Great guy. Talked about all the changes they made. They were no different than us. And look at them now. And it took them 8 or 10 years of doing something every time, every year. So a step in the right direction, another step, another step, another step. Yeah, now we're making progress. And I know you went back and heard that. What did you think about what he had to say? They manned up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was going to say, under Speaker DeVille now, you know, tomorrow we're meeting. The Insurance Commission is meeting, the committee, Civils Committee, and Commerce next week. Speaker DeVille has this as a thought. Let's meet throughout the year. Let's keep going. Let's not stop the momentum. Let's bring the stakeholders up there. Let's keep rolling. So when we come back next spring, we've already hashed it out. We don't need to debate anymore what the issues are. We know what the issues are. Let's get the recommendations, and let's keep working for the people. We're not going to sit back anymore.
You're on committees. You're in the legislature. You've been there enough. Like I said, you went at 92 special sessions, so you really are a veteran at this point. Does anybody ever bring up, you know, let's go see what Texas is doing. Let's go see what Tennessee is doing. Let's go see what North Carolina is doing. And somebody can say, well, you're not comparing apples to apples. I'm tired of hearing that. It's always an excuse why we can't. When is it going to be while we can?
Yeah,
when is it going to be, hey, we did it?
Even today, I'm sitting at the table with the insurance commissioners from Arkansas and Alabama that are here.
They're here?
Because they want to come hear what we're doing right now, too. We need to look at them. We're always competing, Moon. You're a sports guy. Right. I'm a sports guy. You are competing every day for someone's business.
You want
the opportunity to compete. And for the past several years, Louisiana hasn't even been in the arena to compete. And that's what Tim Temple is trying to get accomplished right now. I think we need to get back in the arena to compete. And then once we're there, we need to show why we're going to be the best competitors.
Well, listen, like I said, when you got a Republican governor and a Republican insurance commission and House and Senate, there really is no excuses anymore. I've heard this my whole life. Well, we can't. We can't. Well, we're different in Texas. Well, we're different in Tennessee. Well, good. Let's kick their butts. I don't never hear them say at LSU football, we can't beat Alabama. We can't beat Tennessee. Let's don't even compete against them. Let's just say we got COVID. I've never heard LSU football say that. LSU football and their fans go, bring them on. Bring on the LSU, when they're rolling, they'll play the Dallas Cowboys in a second. They will, because they feel like they're going to beat them. That's really the attitude we need to have. And I don't see a lot of that. You might see it more than I do, but I'm looking at it from the 30-year picture. You're looking at it for the picture of the last year at least. And I don't see that. But I think you have to have that type of attitude.
Yeah, it's a sports mentality. You know, even yesterday I heard someone talking about how the LSU's doing some research. And they go, you know, I would expect Stanford or MIT to be the ones doing that research. Why the hell not should LSU not be the leader in that research? Why the hell not should Louisiana not be the leader in this? Oh. Republican governor, Republican Senate, Republican House, and a bunch of young, great, I think, conservative leaders as well.
Well, we need people to stand up and do something different than what we've been doing. That's what I'm still hoping we're going to get out of Governor Landry. But the governor in this state's awful powerful. He's got to be the leader on the process. You guys and ladies can come up with your own ways of doing it, but it's got to get through the process. And I just hope the Senate don't keep squashing anything that's in. Because I think, just like with the Constitutional Convention, I'm not a big convention guy, but in this case, I thought, yeah, we got to do something. They never heard it. You know, the Senate president can't protect votes. The House president, I mean, the Speaker of the House, I don't remember saying, let's protect our members' votes. You guys voted on everything.
We came to work.
Yeah.
We came to work.
All right. I got to let you go. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, cuz.
Tell Mom, huh? I know I got one in Baton Rouge that at least puts up with me.
Regina Hatcher, your favorite fan in Baton Rouge. No doubt.
I know. I'm glad I got one. Might be the only one. All right, you can email me, Moon, at moongrafon.com. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. We take a break. We'll be back. More to come from the insurance conference. Five locations. I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything. You and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season.
Hucco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hucco Roofing. So go to HuccoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hucco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you.
Getting quality.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us on the road in great city of Baton Rouge. Of course, with our good friends at Garrity Broadcasting. Humbled to be on the station. We're here at the Hilton. It is the Louisiana Insurance. What they do is they do an annual conference, and this is that conference. Everybody interested in insurance is here today. So I think the governor's speaking right now. We're going to visit with him when he comes off the stage. Let's jump gears. I got a gentleman here. His name is Mr. Ben Albright. They call him Big Eye with the independent insurance agents. Anyway, how you doing? Did they really call you Big Eye?
That's the association, the Independent Insurance Association.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call you Ben, all right? Just make it easy. Ben, how long have you been in this business?
I've been in it for a little over 10 years now. I started an agency and worked in that agency for about 9 years, worked for LWCC, the Workers' Compensation Corporation in Louisiana, for a little over a year, and now I'm working with the Independent Agents Association.
Well, you know, you get back to workman's comp, all this insurance stuff has gotten to be outrageous. And, you know, I keep seeing all these people leave and businesses leave, and then we can't cut It's almost unfair to the citizens here, and I think that's why we got an out-migration problem. But you've been able to see it from the other side of it, helping customers, seeing the struggles they've had. So when you come to a conference like this, are you looking for an answer? Do you know the answer? Do you get to tell people, hey, this is what we need to do? And do you think we're moving the needle at all? I hate to step in the right direction. I mean, really moving it, because it seems, they're really excited about what we did with property. My gut feeling is they still need to do some more with property to keep it going. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so that's a great question. No, I don't think I've got all the answers for sure. These are complicated issues. And you're right. I do think that we did some really good property reform, some things that have been needed for a long, long time. And I do think that they're going to move the needle significantly. But you're also right that this can't be a one-time thing. This is something that we have to keep after. The commissioner just spoke here at the conference, and that was really what he hammered home, is this can't be a one-time thing. It's like going to the gym. You can't go to the gym once in a year or once in a month and expect to get stronger. You have to do it over and over and over again if you really want to build, and that's what we need to do in insurance as well. We need to keep coming back with reform.
I had a gentleman, I forget the representative, and I apologize, from North Carolina. They claimed that they were in the same boat we are on everything, the economy and everything. And they talked about insurance. They went in, started about 2010. It's 2024. They're still making adjustments. And that's what I'm worried about here. We make a few adjustments. We call it a victory. Everybody's high-fiving. They get the headlines. And you know, because you're in the business, that's not enough to do what we need to do to compete with other states.
You're absolutely right. And I do think that we need to keep coming back. But I don't want to minimize what we did, because it was significant reform that we've been wanting for years and years. The insurance industry has talked about some of these things as really needed steps for a long time. So we did get some good work accomplished this year. But you're right. We have to keep coming back year after year.
But if you stop right there, you think in 5 years you're going to be happy.
No, I don't think we can afford to be happy in 5 years.
What about the other side of the ledger on the dealing with vehicles? That is
that has become such a problem, which used to not take a whole lot of money to insure a vehicle. Where's the progress on that? Because I'm going to tell you, you might not want to say it, but I'm sick of watching trial lawyers beat up an insurance company. I am. They can get mad at me all they want to. I know the governor put out, my asking about the press release he put out, talking about all this money insurance is making, but I noticed in the press release it never said anything about how much money the trial lawyers are making. And if you watch the trial lawyers commercial, they beat up insurance companies. And then we have made $3 billion for our customers. We have made $2 billion for our customers. I'm thinking, a big percentage of that went to y'all, but y'all not telling. But that's never mentioned. Just your thoughts on that, because if I was the insurance company and I'm looking at these trial lawyers beating you up on a daily basis, don't you think that says, maybe we don't want to go there?
Absolutely.
I'm asking.
Yeah, I absolutely do think that's a part of it. And I will say, I take a little bit of issue with some of the statistics that the governor put out in that press conference, for instance, on the profitability. If you look at auto insurance profitability in Louisiana, insurance companies are losing money in this state. And that's why they're not writing here. That is why we have a problem of availability in addition to affordability, because they are losing money in this state.
And I'm glad you said that, because you could take numbers and make it show anything you want to show. And I know for a fact they are, because I've been told by people that know that they're losing money. But they're only grabbing a big figure to big figure, but they're leaving out something in that equation.
Well, and to your point, we don't know what, you know, the billboard attorneys out there are making, because that's not public information. But the insurance companies are public information. This is a very highly regulated industry. They have to file those numbers with the Department of Insurance. So it's very easy to go in there and look and see they are not making money. And that's fundamentally what we have to change. If we want our auto insurance rates to be lower, customers' auto insurance rates to be lower, we have to reduce the loss costs for insurance companies, because that's what they charge. They have to charge what they pay out.
Ben Albright, my special guest, of course, independent insurance agent. You know, one of the things I like to ask people is, I know we're losing insurance companies, and I know we're having problems getting them in. Can you name, by the way, the governor knows I'm asking this again, can you name the trial lawyer, big trial lawyer, that moved out of the state because they weren't making money? Can you name him?
I can't name
Because if you
one.
Can, I want to write it down. When you name it, it'd be the first time I got a name on it. So that, I find that interesting that you could throw these numbers out. If that was the case and they were making that kind of money, we'd get 10 more companies in here, and we'll have the competition problem solved.
Absolutely. If we were making the kind of money that those numbers that were in that press release said, we'd be beating insurance companies with a stick to get them, to keep them out of the state. That's not the issue that we're having. We are absolutely struggling to attract insurance companies because they're losing money.
Do you know if, and right off the top of your head, and I don't even have to say a name if you do, are there any other insurance companies maybe threatening to leave right now? Do you not, or is that something you just don't know? It just pops up. Because I met a guy a while ago. He's an insurance writer, and they were talking about coming to the state, which I was tickled to death. And they said they're going through the process. That's great. What happens if somebody else leaves?
Well, what I will tell you is that, especially on commercial auto, we are continuing to see companies leave the state. We just had a very large commercial auto insurance writer leave the state last year. And I've heard in the last couple of months that one that writes tow trucks is about to leave. And that is a very distressed market. There are very few people that are still writing tow trucks because they're big. They've got a name on the side that you can sue. All of those things that makes it a very difficult risk.
Well, you know, people, when we start talking about insurance for trucks, I mean, garbage trucks, I mean, people that plumbing, these people are all stressed. I know people in the exterminating business go, man, the insurance has got to stop because they statewide, and they got all these trucks they insure, and the rates are going, they're ridiculous right now.
Well, and the other thing that's important to note, other than the fact that insurance companies are losing money, is how they're losing money. It's not on physical damage. It's not repairing the vehicles when they get damaged. On those numbers, we're pretty much in line with the rest of the country. Where we're losing money is on bodily injury claims. People claiming that they're injured, getting an attorney, suing, that's where we're losing money. You can see that in the statistics that they have to file with the Department of Insurance. They're losing money because of lawsuits.
I would have known that anyway by watching a trial lawyer commercial. All you got to do is get a person. I was injured, and I called Jim. that's on there over and over again. They can say what they want. They get mad as hell at me, but I don't care. I'm telling you right now, it's a problem, and I never see insurance companies saying, hey, these lawyers are killing us. They never go after them like that.
Absolutely.
And look, insurance ain't perfect. I get it. And it's hard. And it's been complicated by the process in the Louisiana legislature.
It is. And it's easy, you know, when you're on a jury to sue, you know, if it's some poor little citizen that's suing Farm Bureau Insurance or State Farm Insurance or whatever the insurance company is, it's easy to say, well, they're a billion-dollar insurance company.
Oh, yeah. And so that's exactly what jurors do.
But ultimately, it's us as the citizens that are paying for that lawsuit because you're paying for it in your rates. It's built into the cost.
Yeah. It's do y'all ever just go to other states and say, here's what other states are doing? And I don't want to hear from legislature, governor, anybody else, we're a different state. So what? Let's be the state that we need to be. I keep hearing this. We can't.
We do. And, you know, it is true that every state is a little different. Our legal system's a little different than theirs. And so you have to have it customized a little bit. But absolutely, we're looking at other states, trying to take best practices and make our laws the best that they can possibly be compared to other states. Because make no mistake, we're competing against other states to get insurance capital deployed. They can choose to write in Louisiana or they can choose to write somewhere else. And if we're more expensive, they're going to write somewhere else.
Still think it's a shame Nationwide is on your side except in Louisiana. There's a reason why they're in 49 states and not Louisiana.
Technically, it's 48. They don't write in Hawaii either because that's its own little beast.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
You're not wrong. It's one of those embarrassing things Nationwide.
Ben Albright, thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
God bless. Thank you for your work. All right, we've got to take a break. More to come. We're expecting the governor anytime. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show.
Why do the National Four?
News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station. Broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
This is a Fox News alert. The vice president picks a governor to be her running mate. I'm Dave Anthony. Tim Walz from Minnesota, who just posted on X, it's the honor of a lifetime, and that Vice President Harris is showing us the politics of what's possible. She texted her choice to her Democratic supporters, calling Governor Walz a battle-tested leader with an incredible track record of getting things done for Minnesota families.
In the text that went out, including fundraising emails that are now going out to folks, they talk about his effort to invest in infrastructure, his ability to reach across the aisle on some items, but he also is mentioned for his support of reinstating abortion protections after the overturning of Roe v. Wade. So that's, of course, an issue that's been number one on the Harris agenda, and we see that she is putting that forefront with her VP pick.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. Walz was chosen over her other finalist, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Republican reactions pouring in. Trump campaign spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt just told Fox.
In Minnesota, he signed a bill giving licenses to illegal immigrants. Tim Walz, like Kamala Harris, is soft on crime. He also supports the defund the police movement.
Congressman Byron Donalds tells Fox it's a dangerously progressive ticket.
The Democrat Party has a massive anti-Semitism problem. That is why they did not pick Josh Shapiro. Because it probably would have cost them Michigan and Minnesota.
That's where there's been a lot of pro-Palestinian support, angry over Israel's war in Gaza. Now, ex-House Speaker Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi's pushing back, telling MSNBC.
To characterize him as left is so unreal. It's just not what the question is. He's right down the middle. He's a heartland of America Democrat.
Governor Walz will be by Vice President Harris's side tonight as they rally together in Philadelphia. On Wall Street, a rebound. The Dow gaining back 473 points from yesterday's big loss. The Nasdaq up 270. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. Call 800-887-1010. 800-887-1010.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Should you buy? Should you sell? Where do you start? Join us each Tuesday morning at 7:30 for Real Talk About Real Estate. Our industry aces, Walter Campbell and Deborah Pierce with Keller Williams, offer advice for buyers, sellers, and investors. From flipping to financing, they'll answer your questions and share tips on how to do it right. Real Talk About Real Estate, Tuesday mornings at 7:30 on News Talk 96.5, KPEL, on air and on the app.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show on the road to beautiful Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We're at the Hilton. Conjunction with our friends, of course, at Garrity Broadcasting, one of our many great stations syndicated in the great state of Louisiana. We're talking and actually getting this next guest is the one I really was looking forward to. We stay away from politics, number one, but number two, this will be exciting. I'm going to learn something as well. I know y'all don't think I can learn, but I can. Louisiana Division of Insurance annual conference is where we are today. We'll hear from Governor Landry. We're going to hear from Tim Temple. So we get a couple more great guests coming up. But this is the gentleman I want to. His name is Josh Morgeman. Am I saying that right? First of all, if I don't turn your mic on, you can't hear you. Josh, how you doing, bud?
Real good. Nice to be here.
Now, thanks. This is an interesting guy, folks. He does something for a living. None of y'all want to do it. I sure don't. He chases hurricanes for a living. I'm not making this up. Man, what? You got to tell me how you got into this, brother. That you actually, and by the way, you get paid, and he's a, now listen, he's not the guy that put something on YouTube and said, look at me, you're the guy that's a professional. This is what you do.
Well, even with the professionals, there is some of that look at me. I mean, that's a part of it. You know, when you're a storm chaser, you are a self-promotion machine.
I get it.
And I do it without apology because, okay. You know, that's a part of it.
That's what you do.
And no one's going to promote you like you're going to promote you. No. So that's a.
So
that's
I finally got a guest crazy as me. No, but talk about how you got into this.
Well, I think.
By the way, he's back from Hurricane Debbie. Yep. I'm not making this up. He barely got to the conference. We'll get to that in a minute. But how'd you get into this, man?
The professional storm chasers, the ones who do it really seriously, I think it's, I've said this before, it's like a mental disorder that you're born with. You know, I don't remember, it's not an interest that I developed. It's as far back as I could remember when I was a toddler, when I'd see the wind blow, when I'd see lightning, hear thunder, I just get excited like drugs. You know, just something about that. And then as an adult, you just find yourself, you're hunting that feeling all the time. And that's what I think motivates the real professional storm chasers, the ones who are really doing it big league style. It's like an innate need to do it. It's the only way I could describe it.
So when you go through these storms and you went to Hurricane Debbie, did you do Beryl too?
What's that?
Is it Barry or Beryl?
Beryl, yeah, yeah.
You did that as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So what? How do you prepare? What do you do? You got a hurricane coming in. What do you do?
Well,
I know you can't explain everything, but tell us what.
I chase all over the world, every hemisphere, every country, you know, just everywhere. The U.S. chases are actually the easy ones. I live in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, so right in the heart of hurricane country.
Yeah, you got it.
So that's so Gulf Coast chases are an easy decision. You just hop in the car and go for it. The harder decisions are, you know, if I'm deciding whether I want to hunt a typhoon in East Asia, and a typhoon is a hurricane, same exact thing. That's just what they call it over there. Some of those or hunting a cyclone down in Australia. That's what they call them down there. Making those decisions is a little. I got to really think about it because it's a lot of time and it's a lot of money to go to these faraway places. So those require a little more. I have to deliberate. Got to look at all the computer models, really think it through. But these Gulf Coast ones. If I think it might be interesting, I just jump in the car.
So do you get in a certain position that you got to be in a certain position? Because, I mean, you got to protect yourself as well.
Well, the goal for me, you know, a hurricane's like a big thing. But the part that's interesting is the inner part, the core of it. And that's the part that I hunt. And that's actually a small area just right in the center.
Just come in. Oh, no. Okay, I'm going to do you, Josh, real quick, because he ain't got much time. Let me get the governor on here. Don't you go nowhere. He's a hurricane chaser. Hey, the difference between me and Josh is he chased hurricanes, I chased politicians. I mean, what's the difference? And by the way, we are under the same danger. I want to let you know that. What? Governor Jeff Landry.
Wait a minute. Look, the hurricane chases in Louisiana? That's not good, Moon. That is not good.
Now, Governor, look, I got all these people looking at me like, we got to get the hell out of here. So I got a few minutes with you. So tell me what you talked about today.
Look, I
didn't get to listen.
You know what? That's a shame.
I didn't hear no booing, so I thought you'd mess it up.
No, look, I talked about my past. You know, Moon, people don't, you know, when some of the things that I do, sometimes people don't understand. But a lot of it has to do with things that affected me in my lifetime. So we're talking about insurance, right? We're in this insurance crisis. And we're in an insurance crisis all across the board. My grandfather was a State Farm agent. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He died early. My grandmother, that's when State Farm wouldn't give a agency to a woman. And then so she worked for the guy that they took. I went through Hurricane Andrew, St. Martin Parish. Hurricane Andrew just wiped out Iberia, St. Martin Parish. It's when I just said I was never going to go anywhere without a stay in any home without a standby generator.
After I got one, too. You see? When I moved here, I got one. First thing I did.
That's right. And you didn't need one in Monroe?
No, let me back up. I wish I'd had one in Monroe with ice storms, but no, that's it.
And I remember when all those claims started coming in, my grandmother sat at a table with no electricity outside because half of the wall of the agency had fallen down, and they sat there with a checkbook. I'll never forget it. And people came in, they check, oh, yeah, Moon, this is your policy. Okay, here's a check to start you off. Okay? Like, that was when insurance companies went out there and did the job that you paid them to do, make the claims. Okay? And then I started thinking through, and then, of course, then I became a business owner. Then I became a lawyer. Then I became the attorney general. And as the attorney general, I was responsible for all the defense of the state. Anytime somebody sued the state, it was us. And I remember we put in place a bunch of policies. Sonia Mallett was the director of civil litigation. And she'll tell you, like we said, listen, we're not settling. If we don't believe that we owe anyone, we ain't settling. And if we're wrong, we will pay our claim. And so that, what I talked to him about is that, you know, since that Hurricane Andrew time is that I hadn't figured out what has failed. Has the government failed the people? Have the people failed the people? Has the insurance companies failed the people? Because we sit around talking and fighting more about things than we do about solving the problems. And I talked to them about some structural things in Louisiana that I think we should look at. I mean, when you come on the property side, you know, I would like to know that when I build a home, if I build it a particular way, my insurance rates are going to go down. Kind of like if you buy a car and you got a airbag and one of those rear alerts,
light,
like all the different side, your rates go down. Okay, like those are sensible things. And then look, I had citizens. Me and Sharon's insurance on a house that we had in New Iberia, I had to get my insurance from Citizens. And when I moved from New Iberia to Broussard, that ain't far.
No, not at all. I know exactly where it's at.
I mean, the rates got cut in half. And so I think that there are some things that we should do. I asked them how many of them served on juries. I've been going around the state asking people that. Like, how many people? And, like, some of them do. And I said, okay, well, how many of y'all got a subpoena and then said, hey, I need to get out? Because, you know, that's another thing. Our citizens, the people that come back, we have to be a part of the process. And so I just kind of walked them all the way through it. That's what I did.
Yeah, but I got one tough one for you. You know, I gave you some homework.
Sure.
Remember what the homework was?
Yeah. To see
tell
if anybody
me,
left.
Tell me what trial lawyers have left this state.
Yeah,
and there ain't none.
Well, no, listen, no, I did my homework.
That. You sent out a piece while you were gone, while I was going on vacation. And I got all these people upset with the piece you sent out because you focused more on what the insurance companies are making and not what the trial lawyers are making, because every commercial I see on TV, we got $3 billion, we got $2 billion, we got $5 billion. Well, how much of that went to the people, how much of that went to the trial lawyers? I'm just saying there's part of the equation.
No, there is.
I don't want you to get beat. If you're not looking at both sides.
Oh, no, no.
You have to look at the other side.
There is no one who looks at the both sides better than me. There's no one. I can promise you, the trial lawyers ain't as happy. They ain't happy either. Okay? Because I'm going out there.
I don't want them not happy. I want them mad as hell.
But watch this. I did your homework. And you know what I found?
I went to Maine. I called up in Maine, a fellow in Maine. I said, let me ask y'all a question. Y'all got the lowest auto insurance premiums in the whole country. Y'all had any law firms leave Maine? Nope. I went to Tennessee, Nashville the other day, looked around. They had billboards just like everybody else. What I'm trying to tell you is exactly that. Let's not take that bait. There are some things absolutely we can do to fix the card.
I think in a position like you are, Governor, I just want to make sure I think this, people, because, you know, I get all the calls on you because Jeff's my guy, and you are. But they get calls from that other side saying, I wish Jeff would focus on this also. They don't feel like you're focusing. I'm just being blunt with you.
Well, I know.
You know
what I mean? But you know what? Those are the same people that haven't even looked at what we did. I had a guy that I guarantee was one of those exact same people. And I got him on the phone. And, man, I let him go at it. He went at it for about 3 minutes. And then I stopped him and I said, oh, thank you. I said, hey. I said, do you know how many tort reform measures we passed? How many bills we passed this year? He said, well, no. I said, 26. He said, 26. I said, yeah. We passed 26 pieces of legislation just this year. And they didn't even know that.
I know, Jeff, but I think you're going to agree with me. I think when you look at the private sector and you look at these companies, they have to start seeing it in their pockets. And I think before that, if that doesn't happen, and look, it's not even that insurance ain't going to increase because it's always increased. It's the rate of increase that we need to see come way down. That way people feel like they
can handle it. Well, let me ask you, every time, we've done it 250 times, Moon. We've done exactly what you want us to do 250 times.
Yeah, but they limited the steps.
No.
Like a gnat's ass.
Times?
But they're a gnat's ass, though.
Well, not really. We 2 years ago when they said, do this, 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 and this, rates were going to come down 25%. They rose 26%. So, look.
There was one person that disagreed with that, and you talking to him. I said, they're going to brag about this. It's not going to do anything. That didn't do anything.
But you know what, Moon? Listen, I'm not on
anybody's
side.
Is there not an answer? How about that, Governor? Is there no answer?
Oh, there is an answer.
Okay,
let's walk through a couple of things. Number one, who participates in the jury? Whether they take the cases to court? How we fund our criminal courts? You know how we fund our criminal courts? There's only one lady in this whole room over there could tell us how we do it. You know how?
I'm listening.
On speeding tickets. Now, when you look up and you say, who has the worst drivers in the country? Well, Louisiana. Because everybody, every time we try.
How are they funding that in other states?
Well, exactly. That's a great question.
I mean, but that ought to be looked into.
No, but that is. But my point is there are some things. Now, look, there are some things on the top. I'll tell you this. The Housley presumption, which people say, what is the Housley presumption? That's a terrible. It's a judge-made law that says that we got to take you as you are, like healthy, even if you had accidents before. Now, that's ridiculous. Okay, I talk to lawyers and say, that's ridiculous, too. We can get rid of those. Those are things that we actually can do if we look to the courts.
I go back to say, and I'm going to let you go because you got to get out of here. I think people need to start feeling in their pocketbook. I didn't think they'd feel it already. Somewhere in the next few years, people need to go, you know what, this is better than it was.
Oh, it will be.
And that means everybody at the table, including the trial lawyers, not just the insurance.
Well, but Moon, here's what's important. Not one person or not one law is going to affect the people they have to get involved as well.
I talked to a guy. I had a representative from North Carolina. They started reform in 2010. They still reforming.
That's right.
It's got to be a process.
The process should never stop, Moon.
Oh, no. I agree with that. All right. Governor Jeff Landry, come back
again.
Thank
you, Moon.
This is the eighth time. Don't forget that.
No. This is the 17th. I'm counting.
And you count like a politician. All right. We got to get out of here. We'll take a break. Be back. More of the Moon Griffon Show right after this. Shucks, you've been hearing me brag about Shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh,
They're good.
The St. Francis Foundation wants you to dream big with their two cars, two winners giveaway. Get your tickets and you could win a brand new Nissan Frontier SL four-wheel drive or Toyota Highlander XLE. But don't wait. Get your tickets by noon on August the 9th and you could also win $5,000 cash in the Creed and Creed Early Bird drawing. By purchasing your ticket, you're helping women's, children's, and critical care services at St. Francis Medical Center. Two cars, two winners is back. So dream big. And while you're at it, help the babies. PICU, NICU, and St. Francis Medical Center. Dream big and you could win a new Nissan Frontier SL four-wheel drive or a Toyota Highlander XLE. Even $5,000 from Creed and Creed's Early Bird Special. But you can't win if you don't buy a ticket at stfran.com/cars, the St. Francis Gift Shop, and Community Health Center on Tower. It's back. The St. Francis Foundation. Two cars, two winners giveaway. Dream big.
The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you're sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine an electric bill so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in the couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
If you're selling a business, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show here at the Louisiana Division of Insurance Annual Conference. That was Governor Jeff Land. Jeff will be back. We just focus on things from a different level, a different angle. But he'll be back. I want to bring Josh Morgan again. He's the chaser of these hurricanes. The last two hurricanes, the man's been in them. And I want to go back because we don't have a lot of time. So the steps going into this. What do? You got a vehicle, a certain vehicle, you're just driving to it, you got stuff on a vehicle. Talk about that.
Yeah, trying to hunt down the center of it. You know, hurricane is really big, but the really violent part of it is a small area near the center, so that's the part, the eye wall. So that's the part I'm trying to get into. And then if it's a successful chase, you get right in the middle inside the comm eye. Boom, right there. And actually, one thing I do is I collect field data, like scientific data that scientists use. I'm not a scientist. I call myself the scientist hunting dog because sure. I'm going and getting the data for them. And the most valuable data is inside the eye, so I'm trying to get into that center.
You know, the first thing when people think of somebody like you is how dangerous is this? How do you survive this? Because we think of hurricanes, of things being knocked down, mowed down, floods, wind. I've seen stuff be thrown everywhere. It stuns tornadoes off of them. How do you work through all that? Because it's a dangerous job you got.
Oh, yeah. No, I've said, you know, like a chaser dude has nine lives. I mean, I've lost a couple of them. I mean, I've been in collapsing buildings. You know, I've been in buildings that got flooded. I mean,
You've been fortunate.
Yeah, I've been very lucky. I've had a few injuries over the years, you know, dislocated shoulder in Taiwan. A nail went through my foot in Belize.
Wow.
All kinds of scratches and bruises. But, you know, I've been pretty lucky. But it is absolutely dangerous work.
So what, you got goggles on and everything? Do you wear padded stuff when you're moving around? Stop you from doing what you want to do?
I'm embarrassed to say I probably don't take as many precautions as I should. You know, some of my friends wear crash helmets and stuff like that when they chase, but I don't do that. I probably should, but I kind of like the free feeling of not having those things. One thing is, though, I don't, like in a major hurricane, I don't get right out in the wind, you know, because there's flying debris.
So you're making judgment based on how big, where you got to go and things of that nature.
Yeah, definitely chasing a Category 5, and I've been in five Category 5s. You know, chasing Category 5 is different than chasing a Category 1. The math is different. The risk level is different. You know, in those kinds of really hardcore hurricanes, you got to, you know, pick a building and, like, kind of hunker down in it. Some of the lower-end ones, I might be out and about in it. You know, it just depends.
But the one we just that hit Florida, that, now, all of them are bad. If you say hurricane, it's bad. But to you, if you've been through a 5 or 1, must... I ain't going to say it'd be a joke, but it's not as bad to you because you've been through all of them.
Yeah, I think you hit it right. All hurricanes are serious, including Category 1s, and they're all dangerous. But like that one in Florida, that was a low-end Category 1. And, yeah, that definitely wasn't one of the more forceful hurricanes.
Right, the media makes it sound like it's bigger than deal, and I'm not going to get you into politics, but you just do your job. Who hires you?
Well, I'm an independent agent, but I make most of my living as a TV personality. I've starred in a couple of TV series, and I work as a field correspondent for Weather Nation, and I do speaking gigs and stuff like that. So that's how I make my living.
Do you have people to fund you to go do this?
Well, that's just,
you're just funding yourself through what you do.
Exactly.
Nobody said, hey, I want to sponsor you.
Exactly.
I would get your truck and put a big Ford spots on top.
No. I like to keep a low profile when I chase. I like to actually, there's some chasers, they have the branded vehicles and all that. I'm actually the opposite. I mean, I am absolutely like a publicity whore. I will totally admit it. But in terms of when I'm on the ground chasing, I like to keep a low profile and just kind of do my thing and just focus on that.
What if somebody, I mean, you if you're getting this information, they got to be paying for the information.
The data I donate that to science. That's sort of like my giving back. I make my living as a personality, but the data's for free.
What's the scariest you ever been?
Super Typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines. It was the equivalent of a Category 5 hurricane. I was in a city that went completely underwater in the storm surge. Thousands of people dead in the city, and I had to jump in the water and rescue people, and that was I was scared that I might see people die, so I jumped in the water to pull people out. That was probably the most intense experience I've had.
But the typhoons, you said like a hurricane.
Same thing.
Wind, everything. But is it a little flat over there where the waves really can do a lot of damage, or it's not really?
Yeah, it depends. You know, the places, the U.S. is cursed with. Our hurricane zone is also most of our hurricane country, like Gulf of Mexico, like Gulf Coast. It's all very flat and low-lying. I live in Mississippi. We have the same problem.
Absolutely.
So even a tropical storm will cause major storm surge flooding. In other parts of the world, like the west coast of Mexico or Taiwan or Japan, some of these places that get what we call hurricane are actually very mountainous, and they don't have storm surge problems. You know, they're towns like on hills, so you're like 50 feet from the water, you're up high, so storm surge isn't
nothing
an issue.
To do with it.
Yeah, like not like here, not
I'm
like
glad
Louisiana.
You said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we had to set at the center and at the top of the Gulf. We're going to be affected by it all. How can people find out more about you?
You can follow me on social media on most channels like Twitter and Facebook. I'm iCyclone, the letter I in the word cyclone.
That is, folks, a brave guy. Does what he does, loves what he does. We'll take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites, nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
If you've been injured,
looking for uncommon talent? Meet the grads of life. They're not the typical candidates you're used to, but they're exactly who your company needs. An ideal fit for entry-level positions, internships, and even mentorships. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at adoptuskids.org. You can't imagine the reward.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hey, hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. I'm waiting for Adam Bass. We're looking for Bass. Yeah, Adam. He was right here, and then he snuck away. So I'm just waiting for Adam to get his set at the Bass. That was the only one. He's late. I'm glad he's late, though. Hey, I'm glad he's late so I can have fun with him. Anyway, 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Reduction Hotline. And, of course, we're here at the Louisiana Division of Insurance's annual conference. They've been talking insurance and insurance. Tim Temple has spoke. We had the governor speak. Some other people are speaking. I guess they're doing a breakout session right now. Senator Bass, you're late.
I know. I'm sorry. Hopefully I'm worth the wait.
Well, I don't know, but I hope you are too, brother. Anyway, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Oh, it's good. And like I couldn't take a couple minutes to talk by myself.
Well,
that's when you were worried. That's why you came running. You were scared I would have dead air.
Well, no, actually, I worry that you don't do enough self-promotion of your show, Moon, so I wanted to give you a little time to make sure you did that.
A lot of people don't think I do any. I try not to, really, but I know you have to. But anyway, good to see you. All right, Adam, so governor spoke. Did Tim already speak to?
So, yes, actually, Tim spoke, and then the governor.
Okay, so I'm going to give you do me a favor without getting into the governor and the temple. Two different stories, same page, because I think it matters. That's why I'm asking. Just your thoughts overall.
Well,
I know I'm throwing a curveball on the first one, but that's the way.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I think same page as far as they both realize that we're in an insurance crisis. I think that as we went through it, they both talked about a lot of the successes that we had in the property reform. I think Commissioner Temple talked about Florida. A lot of the reforms that were brought during this last session had already been done in Florida. They had three special sessions. What he said was the Florida Insurance Commissioner, there were 27 carriers, 16 of them had a zero or flat, no rate increase, and 11 of them had a rate decrease. A lot of the same.
That's a big difference,
yeah,
brother.
A lot of the same legislation that was brought down. I think those property reforms are already taking root. Commissioner Temple said there were three property insurers that had already. We've been 2 months since session ended. Had already started the application process.
By the way, I'm glad you said that, Senator Adam Bass, special guest. When I came in, maybe it's all Barrow. And he said he introduced me to a gentleman. He was somebody who was a rider. And he was trying to get everything filled up, passed through the process to where he can write insurance here. So I met one of them, and I'm sure like if they told you it was three. And I don't know if that's enough, but we need to go somewhere. You got to start 1, 2, 3. You got to build it.
Well, the fact you have three within 2 months of us finishing session and three during storm season.
Yep.
I mean, we're in the middle of hurricane season right now. That's huge. That shows a lot of interest. He also talked about going to London to talk to the reinsurers in London. And when he went in December, he said he had five or seven that came and told him what was wrong with the Louisiana insurance market. He said when he went back this time, he had 23 that came to talk about the reforms that were done, looking to provide reinsurers capacity and add capital back to the state. I think those are all positives. And I think based on the three carriers and the reinsurance interest and everything else, you're going to see more carriers start to come in and hopefully make us a more free market state.
Before I get to the other side, and I told the governor this, and I'm going to tell you the same thing, and it's no doubt you're going to agree with me because it's not a way-out statement, but it is a statement. I think when people at home start seeing insurance settling down, we always get rates increases almost every year or two. That's just a fact. I get it. But it's the amount of rate increases that we're getting now. And I think that has to change. Then people look up and say, hey, look what the legislature did. But until they feel it, they're going to feel like nothing's being done. Now, you know, you just got there. This process was never going to be overnight. Would you agree with me that your constituents need to be able to say, hey, Adam, thanks for what y'all doing. Wow, that was a big difference. They increased me 17% last year. I had a 2% increase this year. That helps for people to fill in their pocket.
Well, first of all, I think it's unique. You go into a room, and right now the first thing anybody wants to talk about is insurance.
Yeah.
I can't remember a time in the past where that's the number one most requested or most topic that most people are interested in. And so as you start to see that come in, and like I said, there are other states that have seen that success, I don't know how they're going to identify what happened, but I think it's our job to go in our communities and go in our districts and say, hey, this is the legislation we brought to help bring carriers to make it more competitive. Because if you drill it down to the simplest of terms, we have a supply and demand problem. Demand has stayed somewhat static, right? Or even raised it a little bit. But supply, based on the number of carriers, has gone down. You got five insurance companies, including Citizens, that has 77% of the homeowners market. If you had one of those carriers decide they didn't want to write business in the state of Louisiana, you take a problem that's already on crisis level, and then it becomes a popular.
Well, you know, that becomes a problem, too. We're talking about adding. On the flip side, what if somebody decides to leave? Well, I mean, you said, that's a problem.
Well, and that was part of this legislation. Before we went through this reform package, they had two choices. They could raise rates, which you're starting to see. Everybody would raise rates, or they could pull out of the state. There was no middle ground. So when you're forced with those two options, if you stay and you have to raise your premiums, which everybody is feeling in their pocketbook, or you say, I don't want any more of this and pull completely out of the state, you make an already non-competitive market less competitive.
The other problem with it as well is on the flip side of the coin is car insurance, insurance for these truckers. And it's, and you know, when we say truckers, everybody thinks about a trucker that moves products from one place to another, but it's truckers in the exterminating business, it's trucking in the plumbing business, it's truckers, man, trucks in every business just about. So that's the side of the equation, and me and you talked about it before, that I feel like the House and the Senate need to get on the same page.
Well,
and if they don't, we're never going to get there.
Well, what you're talking about is commercial auto. Plain and simple. I mean, most people, when you say commercial auto, they think of 18-wheelers. But like you said, it's your plumber.
Yeah, but your home auto, your individual auto's not going down either. That's a problem, too.
No, it's not.
Commercial is a big one. I agree.
Right.
But the other one is, too.
When you talk about getting a House and the Senate on the same page, so what do you do, right? How do you do that? Well, I think we started some of that work last month. We had a 9.5-hour meeting bringing four committees together to start to look at auto insurance. Why is it being caused? What's happening with the rates? What all is going into that? What's driving those rates? And so we've already started to work House and Senate together to try and identify those problems. I think it basically comes down to four different sections, okay? I think, of course, you got the tort system. You got the plaintiff's attorneys. You've got insurers. Insurers have culpability in some of this, too. You have the judicial system. Okay, because you have these nuclear verdicts, this jackpot justice that's going on. And I think the fourth area when you get into it is you got to look at the number of lawsuits that are filed. Okay, so you have twice the national average is being paid out on liability. Okay, either our people are just half as soft as the rest of the nation, or we've got a problem there. And I think that's one of the things that needs to be looked at.
Yeah, I do believe that insurance companies need to come forward. The trial lawyers do too. And I'm just, you know, every time, and I made this comment to Governor Landry, we joke about it, but I said the trial lawyers aren't leaving here. So, but they're not leaving any state. Maybe so, but I know they're not leaving. But I compare that to the insurance companies that are leaving. It's not a comparison of trial lawyers leaving this state and that state. It's a comparison of who is leaving and who's not. Those two groups have to come up as part of the solution to help people be able to grow here.
Well, and part of that is transparency in medical billing. That's the fourth piece of that, okay? So when we look at that, and that's one of the things we're going through in our committee tomorrow, is you've got what we've called phantom billing, right? So you've got the amount that was billed as opposed to the amount that was paid. And yep. so now, the only thing you can bring into court is the amount that's billed.
Well, that was part of when Jeff vetoed the bill. I'm going to ask you, forget Jeff on that. Just let me ask this. Since Jeff did veto that bill, one of the bills that some people felt like that was going to help, maybe that got everybody going. Maybe that got everybody woke up and said, you know what, we're not doing what we need to do. I mean, you see what I'm saying? It could have been a deal where now people are paying attention. They're really paying attention.
Well, Moon, everybody knows if you open your auto insurance renewal, you know there's a problem, right? And we know
Absolutely.
That something needs to be worked on. And so what have we talked about? What's one of the problems in our state? Out-migration. We got more people moving out than moving in. Well, if I move from Texas to here and my homeowner's rate triples and my auto rate doubles, That's not helping attract employees. That's not helping to attract employers. That's not helping bring people back in.
And you look at Texas, no income tax. We got to pay high property taxes, but there's so many more adjustments. Y'all got to also deal with it. I got to let you go because I got to get Tim on, but y'all got to deal with taxes, and we still have to deal with this insurance deal because I think some of the stuff that y'all done, I'm convinced now we're going to see something on the property side. Got to get the other one straight, too.
Thank you so much, Moon.
Adam. Send it to Adam Bass. Thank you, man, as always.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure, brother. All right, we got to take a break. More to come. Tim Temple for a few minutes when we get back. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun seasoning and Raging Cajuns delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured four beds and two-and-a-half baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can deal your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com.
Y'all listen.
Last segment of this hour. We want to thank our friends at Louisiana Division of Insurance that we're at the annual conference. They invited us. We're more than glad to come to talk about an important issue. We have the insurance commissioner, Tim Temple, joins us. Tim, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. There's a lot of energy at the conference today.
Well, I want to do a quick comparison, and I said this. You and the governor have to be on the same page, and I don't see y'all on the same page on a lot of stuff, but it's not how to get there, I guess. What can you tell me what the difference is, or at least tell me what you believe? Because I had the governor on, and it's a lot about insurance companies making all this money, nothing about trial lawyers, and I think you got to bring them into the mix. Just your thoughts.
Well, look, before I answer that, first, I need to say this because I think it's important. I said it in there earlier. I have not heard a governor talk more about insurance since Mike Foster. You know, and I think that's
important. But that is a good thing.
And it's a good thing.
Let me ask a question along that line then. If remember the governor vetoed the bill, we all wanted him to pay. Did that help kick this off now? The fact that hey, we got to do something.
Look,
and by the way, I don't know if I'm not saying he did it because of that. I'm just saying, did it help? Look, everybody's interested.
I think it's highlighted the fact that that the status quo remained, and that we need to continue to address this issue. But look, like I said, I mean, you know, the governor he's certainly engaged and focused on the problem. I think, you know, to answer your question, we're aligned 99-95% on things. Where we differ is, I think, we're having legislative hearings about this right now. What are the cost drivers?
Yeah.
You know, like I say all the time, I can't go and stand in front of any group of persons or you and tell you that you deserve to pay the highest auto rates in this country and you deserve to pay the highest homeowners or property rates in this country. So we need to look at what is driving that.
Yeah.
Why is Louisiana more expensive? And there's a lot of factors. You know, frequency. How many times do our automobiles get involved in accidents? Injuries. How many times do we, if we're in an accident, have a physical, you know, bodily injury? How many times do we litigate when we do? What are the medical cost component of that? Are they higher in our state versus others? And just the simple or the quick answer to all of that is we know a lot of the numbers, but we've got to put it in a format, a public format, and talk about it and let the other side have an opportunity to say those numbers are right or dispute them. And we're doing that with this legislative hearing.
Y'all look, and I know you got it. Everybody's starting to do it. Just start looking around these southern states that are around us. The governor brought up Maine. I'm thinking Maine, I don't know you made a comparison, but the southern states that are around us, when you start looking at numbers like that, are we doing anything like they do? Oh, we're doing a hell of a lot more than not like they do, because yep. I think that matters.
Yeah. Well, look, last hearing I provided some information and testimony that in Louisiana we have, I think it's 36 out of every 100 policies, auto policies written, or involved in an accident. That's the national average. 36 out of 100. Louisiana, we're at 46 out of 100. So we're higher.
Any reason?
Some people say our drivers aren't as good. Some people say the roads contribute to that. You know, I mean, there's that's what we're looking at. That's why we're having these hearings. Let's get involved and see why. But 36 versus 46, it's a difference, but it's not a huge difference. Where we become an outlier is when those cars do get in an accident, we're twice as likely to claim bodily injury.
Wow.
Twice the national average.
You had to figure out the reason for that either.
Did I
go back to trial lawyers and advertise?
Well, look,
I'm asking.
I don't believe that the people in Louisiana are softer and that they get injured easier. So we got to look at
that at all.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. What is the driver? And that's, look, that's part of the conversations we're having. And then the people that do get in an accident, we're 2.3 times more likely to get engaged in litigation. That's what we've got to talk about. And again, I want all sides. I want everybody.
Well, I'll be honest with you. You go down a road to watch TV and you think you've been injured. The first thing you do is say, man, I saw Joe and Bill and Mike and Bill, and they said I can get some money on this deal.
Yeah.
I can't help it. That's got to seep in. That's why you run advertisement. Advertisement is meant to make you react.
And look, we've got to get all those people. We got to get the insurance companies at the table. We've got to get the attorneys. We got to get the medical industry. We've got to get everybody. And we can't just have one side group representing everybody.
I'm having more and more people tell me, Moon, as a matter of fact, I got two emails while we were sitting there that said, look at the medical side of it, too, because that's some medical stuff going on right here as well with this money and these payouts.
It is. And look, again, we just need to, in Louisiana, we don't know the answer if to treat an injury in Louisiana, broken arm.
Yeah.
I don't know that it costs more or less in Louisiana versus Texas or Mississippi or Maine or pick whatever state you want to. But we need to have that conversation and find out. And if it is more expensive, why is it more expensive?
Tim, when you have a conference like Tim Temple, our insurance commissioner, have a conference like this, which is an annual conference, and I'm taking this your first one.
It is.
You may have came before, but this is your first insurance. What are you hoping to get out of this? What kind of is it just direction? Is it maybe an idea that you didn't think about? I mean, you got the governor come. You think direction. But I'm getting it. But what do you hope to get out of here?
You know, I think what I want people to take, that not myself, and I'll answer that, but what I want people that come to this conference to take away is that this is an engaged process. I'm going to be open. If people think that they know what's driving this stuff, come talk to us. I mean, and look, there's a big agenda over the next 2 days where we're addressing a lot of these issues. But for me, taking it away, my takeaway is from seeing people that say, I want to be part of the solution. I'm tired of the status quo. You know, and look, insurance companies, you know, they sell a product. But if their product becomes so expensive, people can't afford it.
We know. We got a big problem. Because
right.
That's where
we're there.
We're close. As I'm saying, if we're not there, we're on the line.
And that's why the industry, you see the insurance industry engaged. They want to be part of the solution because, if you're suddenly
What is it going to take to get the trial or is it being engaged?
I don't know the answer to that. I'm certainly,
but they're not engaged,
I'm certainly willing to sit down and have conversations.
Are they engaged at all?
Not with me now,
okay.
No.
But that's your problem. That's
and,
problem.
And I am open to having a sit-down conversation to address what their concerns are.
Yeah, if somebody just texts my business insurance up 27%, that's what Tim's talking about. You inherited a lot of this. People don't realize. I realize that, but you guys that are in this and trying to get this done inherited a lot of this, but it seems like everybody inherits a problem in Louisiana, and we go through several, and nobody ever fixes or get it straight.
Well, and look, and you do. When you come into office, you inherit whatever's happened before, and that's okay. I'm not complaining about that. I mean, well, I took this office to fix it.
Yeah. You know? Well, I just hope and pray we can. I mean, you don't think it's too late.
No, I don't, Moon. I fully believe. And look, if you've heard me talk about the property side, we made some substantial property reform. The governor got behind us, and man, we got it done, and we got it done quick in a legislative process, which people would tell you, you know, you don't get bills passed and signed by the governor that quick.
But don't you have to keep working on something and adding to it every year to make
every session?
I had a gentleman, a representative from North Carolina, came on, had the same problems we had. They got out of them, started 14 years ago, and he said, this session, we had to do something else. This session, we had to do something else. And that's what I've never seen in Louisiana. They do something, everybody pats on the back. We made a change. We did tort reform a few years ago. I fell out laughing at it. My friends at Lobby, they were all pumped up. And I said, I don't believe this has nothing to do with anything. And it wasn't.
Yeah, look.
It really didn't. The ones you had now in this last session, you could boast more of that, but not that one.
Right.
That's where the problem comes.
That was a watered-down compromise, you know, a lot of reform there. But I'll tell you this, we're going to push every session. But not only that, I've been asking for a special session.
I think
it's important that we have a session just to address this crisis, this insurance crisis. And look, and I just mentioned it in my opening remarks, Florida right now, they are talking about having a special session to address their condo crisis. A bunch of property writers that write condo associations, and of course, Florida's chock-a-block full of condos, you know, in their state. A bunch of writers are saying we're not writing condos anymore. They see a problem. They're actually talking about, and their governor's part of that conversation too, about having a special session to address their condo. That's what we need to do in Louisiana. We can't wait once every year, once every 2 years to address.
Especially with a fiscal session coming up, tax reform, all the stuff they want to get. I would like to see this pulled out and just tackle this. No representative can hide from a special session.
Well, and look, and I'm, you know, maybe overly optimistic, but I am encouraged the fact that we're having, you know, tomorrow we're having a
that's what they were telling me.
Multi-joint hearings. The next month we're having them again. And the month after. We're going to be doing all that work so that when we have these special sessions, we're going to be ready. We're going to have the solutions and we're going to act quick on them.
All right, Mr. Commissioner, thank you for inviting me.
I appreciate you.
I'm glad I got a chance. Got to visit with a lot of people and got to meet some fans and stuff like that, so it was all good.
Fans? You have fans?
Yeah, both of them, but they're both in the attic.
Thank you for letting me be here.
They said they were fans. I didn't say they were. All right, we got to take a break. See you tomorrow. Back in studio. Looking forward to it. God bless. Have an awesome day.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancro and Broussard today.